Business and Your Money on The Standard. Well, maybe not your money, but someone's money. Did you hear about the billionaire once listed by Forbes magazine as among the richest men in the world, sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years last week? As one of the world's most infamous drug lords, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman amassed a fortune. In addition to time in a maximum security prison, the U.S. judge ordered a forfeiture of $12.6 billion to the United States, mind you. Only one problem. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, doesn't see why the U.S. should automatically get that money.
Lo que están planteando, de que se van a quedar.
As President López Obrador told reporters on Thursday, what the U.S. is saying is they're going to keep those assets, and we don't accept that without a legal argument. We are not going to leave the matter as is. We will proceed legally. Well, that just might be a new approach when it comes to such assets. For instance, Texas has seized money and properties from both the drug world and from corrupt politicians from Mexico, and Mexico has seldom, at least publicly, fought such claims. Investigative reporter Melissa Del Bosque has covered similar claims in her book, Bloodlines, and she joins us now from Mexico City. Melissa, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I was going to say, why had Mexico never asked for assets back? But I presume that lawyers from both countries have fought over such assets in the past.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth and negotiation about forfeiture or seizures, and that's been a source of conflict over the years in these binational investigations into drug kingpins.
But what does seem new here is where you have a Mexican president, AMLO, stepping in and saying, we're not just going to roll over and permit the United States to assert its claims to $12.6 billion in money. Why do you think AMLO is taking this position and taking it so publicly?
Well, he often takes a populist stance. I mean, what he's saying is that, you know, these assets that belong to Chapo should go back to the people who suffered the most. He just announced, I think yesterday, that he was putting together a committee to look into the assets that belong to El Chapo and to see about redistributing them.
It's very interesting. But I'm wondering, though, where this might lead, because in the past, and you've written about this, there have been drug lords who have been convicted in the United States, in Texas, in fact. I was thinking of former governor of Aguascalientes, who had $6 million worth of assets forfeited in San Antonio, for instance. And I'm wondering if the Mexican president is going to make an issue out of this, if there could be further challenges to some of these forfeitures and seizures made here in Texas and elsewhere in the U.S.
Well, I think if the case is prosecuted in the United States and the corrupt politician or the drug kingpin has assets in the United States, like most of them do, they have real estate, you know, they have private planes, they have bank accounts, the U.S. can seize that money. The challenge is getting assets from Mexico, which is nearly impossible. U.S. investigators often even have trouble getting financial documents from banks in Mexico. I chronicle this in my book, Bloodlines, which was a big money laundering investigation into the Zetas, who were funneling money through quarter horse racing. Mm-hmm. And that took IRS criminal investigators years. And we're talking about a fortune that is a quarter of what El Chapo has. And he ran a global operation. Mm-hmm. So without the cooperation of Mexico, it will be impossible to seize any of his assets in Mexico.
Melissa Del Bosque is an investigative reporter, a ProPublica contributor, and the author of Bloodlines, talking with us about Mexico's plan to fight for seized assets in light of El Chapo's sentencing last week. Ms. Del Bosque, thank you so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure. Thank you for having me.